cave, and it looks really nice. Thank you. In 0TR.
Curtis, Kilo Oscar 4, PJQ, good morning. How are you?
Well, a little cloudy and overcast. Oh, shoot. And you'll have to give me that TJQ again. Kilo Oscar 4, TJQ, I think it is. Well, I'm 73. I forget things easily. But I hope not too bad yet. Hope your day's going good. We just dropped our son-in-law and daughter and granddaughter off at the airport. And now we're headed to Aldi's, right, Mom? Yeah, we're headed to Aldi's.
Well, I passed by your house earlier. Now I'm passing by Aldi's, so you've got clear travel on 29. It is foggy and overcast and drizzling rain here on Wade Hampton. But traffic's not too terribly bad.
Roger, my name's Tom, by the way. Yeah, it's that time of day that for us retired folks, it's a good time to get out, if there is such a thing anymore.
Tom, this is Johnny. You and I spoke on the phone a couple weeks ago about a mutual hobby. Just wanted to give you a shout when I heard you sign on.
Roger, I remember that. So is Bernice, don't you? And I can't remember what the mutual hobby was, but I got a good idea.
Boys.
From yesterday. my son-in-law, I sent back 11 pounds of items with him to Michigan. You can have up to 11 pounds. And so I loaded him up some 357s and 9mm to take back. He said up there it's $1 a round now, Arg.
We're coming a scarce item.
Yes. Fortunately, I don't have that problem, and then I got lots of lead. shoot. I give him some XDP Hornaday critical defense that I'd loaded for myself, but I thought, oh, heck, I'm too cheap to shoot those at targets. So it's funny up there, the range don't let them shoot hardball. It messes up the target holders. He's a member of a gun club up there for many years. And it's odd that they'll let them shoot hollow points, but not hardball. And I said, well, will they let you shoot lead? He said, yeah. So I loaded him up some 124 grain lead ones there I had. You know what, Johnny? My arm's sore. I'm tired. My fingers were stiff last night. I never, ever got tired doing that. But this old HEE catches up with you.
Like you fall
from
a hole.
Let me turn the power up, Johnny. Sorry about that. Let me turn that radio down, too. I forgot about that. I'm at 14 in bunk a minute, Mom. Yeah. I have to ask my navigator that. Bernice is with me.
All right. I'm going to give you a minute because you just dropped off. Everything you're saying is garbled and about every other word. I'll give you a few.
Are you down near Pleasantburg Drive? There's a dead spot there that on your end that you can't hear very much at all.
I'm south of BJU right now.
What's that? You're on the shadow of Paris Mountain there. And it only lasts for about a minute or two. But it just gets to where you can't copy it at all. So it was on your end that time, Johnny. This ends your old TR mold.
Well, I've learned something today.
Today, it's time to check out. shoot. Yeah, I had to load those up, go down and test them, make sure they worked right in a comparable firearm like his, and they worked just fine with about 4.3 grains of unique at about 1,000 FPS. And so I was very happy with that. At 11 yards, it was all in the 10 ring, so that suited me offhand. I think I got lucky.
Sound impressive. Maintaining the group is always a useful thing.
I tell you what, you don't get any better as you get older. That was those lead ones, and I've always had real good luck with them. They work real good in the 45, 200 grain semi-wad cutter. I like them. But at any rate, he just shot a 600-pound hog this year, and he shot it with the 357 that I gave him several years ago. And he shot a deer with it before, but he went on one of those hunts up in Tennessee, and I said, boy, those things are mean, aren't they? And Hal was very honest. He said, Tom, it was like shooting a cow out in the, you know, corral. He says, it's all rigged, and he said, it really, to me, it's not sportsmanlike, because he goes up in the mountains and hunts, and he hunts Michigan, that's where they live, and then he also hunts over on his mom's place over in Wisconsin, and then I think he's taken 4 elk over the years, and he said they told him to grind that thing up, that he wouldn't like it otherwise. He said, no, I want it sent to the factory and, you know, the butcher shop and get the ribs and this and that. And I said, how'd that turn out, Hal? He said, it's a little chewy, Johnny.
And a 357 pistol round at a Henry rifle.
No, he was shooting a 357 round, and it was a 158-grain Jacklin hollow point, and it's a Model 27 Smith is what I give him.
To that, the Henry Rifle Corporation, they make a lever action 357, a nice little rifle.
My neighbor, I got a Henry in a silver boy for one grandkid when he was 9, in a 22, of course. And they're locked up in the safe. They can't get at them unless grandpa's there. And then I bought a golden boy for the other grandson when he turned 9 and had them engraved, laser engraved. And they are beautiful. And the neighbor, I didn't have a 357 anymore. I give it to Hal. I got 38 special, but I don't have 357. And anyways, I went over there, and Tim said, well, Mitch just bought a Henry 357. Not thinking about it, when I said, well, I need something to test these rounds with. And they said, well, here, take it. And they handed it to me. And, you know, I forgot about that in the rifle, getting a little more velocity there. Not really, but I didn't think about the 357 being that powerful. And I have quarter-inch plate behind the target, and then I have a berm behind that, and I shot into that, and you know, that dang near penetrated that quarter-inch plate. I was surprised, but I tested it at like 25 yards, and boy, that is a nice rifle. It kicks quite a bit for an old man, but it is a beautiful rifle. Send your OTR.
I have done some research. I don't have the Henry 357 model that we're talking about, but I've done some research to where with that particular round, you're shooting at a longer barrel, you can shoot a lower burning powder, such as a rifle powder. It gives you a little bit extra velocity because you have a longer, where you're just shooting a pistol round out of a rifle barrel. Gives you that length to it so you can add the pressure to it. Gives you a little bit of FPS.
Yeah, QSL, that's quite correct. I chronographed it, but sitting here in the car, I can't remember. It seemed to me like it was around 1,500. But the foot pounds was good, and it is considerably more because you got a closed breech there rather than a revolver. They make some pistols in it, but I'm down here by Batteries Plus at, what's this street, Bernie? Super Road. But yeah, it is, Johnny. I used to have a 45 caliber Thompson contender with several barrels, and they would take a lot more pressure, and you had to be careful that you didn't, you know, a 45 Colt, if you put a contender round in a 45 Colt revolver, it'd blow it to pieces. And that was because it was a closed breech. So you're quite correct, Miss NGLTR.
We should get together one day and have a cup of coffee and talk about things face to face. But I'm going to have to sign off 7-3. I've got a client to call, and he wants to give me some more money, so I don't want to take too much of his time. He may change his mind.
Roger. Business is business. You're going to take care of that first. Yeah, I've given a lot of mine away to the kids and the grandkids and that, so just kept a couple for self-defense, of course. But love to have you come by and visit, Johnny. 73s. This is N0TR. Clear with your final, sir.
Well, I've got your number that you provided a couple weeks ago, and I'll give you a shout one day soon, and we'll make this happen. Report TJQ, clear 7-3.